Are you fed up with constantly searching for the records you want?
And watch this. Tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini.
Mmm, it's just like Masserial's golden sugar coating.
Disco Stew likes disco music.
Heavy metal definitely rules.
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
This is episode 20 of the Head Full of Bees program, and I'm your host, Kay Murph. Tonight I'm starting things off with a song by the Lemonheads that was, aside from their cover of Mrs. Robinson, their biggest single back in 1993, so certainly not an obscure song by any means. Not that this show is about obscure songs, but I do try to steer away from the big mega hits when I can. Anyway, up until very recently, I didn't know that the kickoff song here was also a cover. Apparently, when Nick Dalton joined the band as their new bassist, he suggested that they cover a song from his previous band, Love Positions. So they did, and the result was their second biggest hit. So from 1993, this is Into Your Arms, performed but not written by the Lemonheads, right here on KXRW.
Crowd. push, cool and cold. But making all the plans, only ask for help in ways that were revealing.
So many nights on the road. I can only sing how I feel. Some men are scared of paper. Well, there's a song on my side. Me, I'm afraid to try. You'd understand why way. I only love when I'm in. So many nights all alone, I put my cards upon the table like I'm singing a song. So much sense after dark. Look in my eyes and you see it for me. I can only sing how I feel. I can only sing how I feel. I can only sing how I feel.
That was Tyler Ballgame with a song, that's the name, Tyler Ballgame, with a song called Sing How I Feel that is off of his recently released album For the First Time Again. And that was preceded by Ireland's Pillow Queens with a really great tune called Like a Lesson. And before Pillow Queens, you heard New Zealand's Yumi Zuma doing Give It Hell. You're tuned into the Head Full of Bees program right now, and I've got Russia's Brandenburg with the title track of their 2018 LP, Holy Places, right here on KXRW.
Yeah.
That was Susie and the Banshees with Dazzle from their sixth studio LP, Hyena, from way back in 1984. Fans of Susie will know that for a brief time, The Cure's Robert Smith took on the role of guitarist for the Banshees and played and wrote on one album, that being Hyena. And it's a hell of an album, that one. Stick around for more of the Head Full of Bees program when we come back.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Licensed in Washington State, our diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making your rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
우리는 여러분의 언어를 구사합니다.
我们说你的语言.
Nosotros hablamos tu idioma.
我们说你的语言.
The Columbian in Southwest Washington continues to offer the most comprehensive and consistent coverage of our region and our people, despite the challenges faced by local newspapers nationwide. Valued donations to our community-funded journalism project via the Local Media Foundation pays for local reporters to provide expanded and in-depth coverage of key local issues in print and online, including homelessness, transportation, and the environment. For the most thorough daily coverage, visit Columbian.com. Please consider donating or subscribing today.
This is the Head Full of Bees program, and the next song that I've got lined up for you is by Israeli-Persian artist Liraz, and it is a big one. The song is called Zan Bezan, which in Farsi translates to both woman sing and woman strike, and it was written as a protest against Iran's ban on women singing and dancing in public. And this is no joke, people. Iranian musician Parastu Ahmadi was just a month ago sentenced to 74 lashes, like with a whip, for singing without a hijab. Lashes like being flogged with a whip. Because Liraz is an Israeli citizen of Iranian descent, it was apparently illegal for any Iranian citizen to associate with her. So the song was created in secret using encrypted messaging apps to share the recordings, and all of the musicians were kept anonymous. The song is not only fantastically catchy and danceable, but it's also as much of a raised fist of defiance as any song by, say, The Clash, Rage Against the Machine. And as our military and government goons continue to rain hellfire down on this ancient civilization because of, I guess, small penis anxiety, I think it's important to keep in mind that not all of the citizens of that country share the ideology that its government does, which, of course, same thing one can say about our increasingly dopey country as well. Anyway, before I veer off into screaming into the echo chamber, here is Zan Bezan by Liraz from 2020.
Bezan, 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 mituni belachsi.
of France. That was Sababa 5 with a song called Lizarbe with a B from their eponymous 2022 LP. And before that, from South Africa, you heard Amaswazi Mvelo with a song called Indoda Yejazi Elim Nyama from their 1984 LP Izulu Elim Nyama. I am so sorry for what I can only assume is a total butchering of the pronunciation there. Let's take a break. Stick around for more Head Full of Bees.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver six or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in downtown Vancouver, Washington. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable, do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is at kindredvancouver.com.
This is the Head Full of Bees program here on KXRW, and right now we're going to take a little trip back in time to the very end of the 1970s and explore some of the music that was blurring the line between disco, funk, and soul, starting with this exceptional little toe-tapper from Ohio's Lakeside. This is Fantastic Voyage here on KXRW.
Won't It's live, live, it's all the way live. Don't even have to walk, don't even have to drive. Just slide, slide, slippity slide. Just forget about the troubles in your 9-to-5 and just sail on.
That's what you do.
Just sail on. Now the dude's so fucking, hey, what do you think? What is it called? It's called a Lakeside Stank. If you're ready to party and you want to get down, bring your ma, your pa, and Brother James Brown. Bring Auntie M and Toto too, and all the party people to do their due. We'll dance and party till the early light and say, hey, we're feeling all right. So come along, come on, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and that's all, folks.
That was Holy Ghost by Memphis, Tennessee's Bark Hayes from their 1978 LP Money Talks on the legendary Stax Records. I spent 5th grade through the first half of 11th grade in Memphis, and I fondly remember a mixtape that a friend of mine made me that had this song on it. And it was one of those songs that's not only enjoyable on its own, but it also brings back some really nice childhood memories. And isn't that corny as hell? Before the Barqués, you heard the KGs out of Jersey City with a song called Tango Hustle, which was also on that old cassette that my friend Reggie Williams made for me. Okay, my time is almost up, so I need to circle this thing back to the original version of the song that I opened the show with, and that means moving back towards the 1990s. So here is a band that for me captures nearly everything about what made music in the 90s good, because there was a lot of really bad music in the 90s, but not these guys. This is Sebado with Rebound, right here on KXRW. Coming, and there it was from 1990. That was Australia's Love Positions, but the original version of Into Your Arms as made famous by the Lemonheads. And that's a wrap, comrades. I'll be back next week with another musical assortment to share. But if you're in need of more good tunes, you can always rely on the KXRW website, where you can stream previous episodes of this show and our other quality programs anytime you like. And until next week, I'm Kevin. The show is Head Full of Bees. The station is KXRWLP on 99.9 FM. The location is Vancouver, Washington.
Farewell, amigos.